has been an amazing season for the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. It is your 20th.
Oh, my God.
And you really pulled out all the stops during the season. I am wondering what's on tap for the last concert of the season.
We're turning to the music of Beethoven, as you just heard. I don't think there's ever been a composer that could tap the depths of humanity with more feeling than Beethoven. What we're listening to there is the second movement from the 7th Symphony. I think if you could ask most musicians what their favorite Beethoven symphony was, the 7th would certainly be high on the list.
There is another composer who has so many connections to so many composers, conductors. You are actually among one of them because
true.
You were lucky enough to meet Leonard Bernstein in Tanglewood many years ago.
Yes, Bernstein, of course, was the preeminent American musician of the 20th century. He was probably most famous as a conductor, but equally skilled and influential and successful as a composer. The piece we're going to play here is the Serenade. It's for a solo violin and string orchestra and a lot of percussion instruments and a harp. It's modeled after the book by Plato, The Symposium, which recounts the story of a dinner party where a series of guests hold forth on the qualities of love. And there's something speech-like, rhetorical, in what Bernstein does with this music. Towards the end of this dinner party, it sort of becomes a rather raucous revel. And Bernstein takes that as an invitation to tap into all kinds of jazz influences to bring the piece to a brilliant close.
Of course, Leonard Bernstein had connection with the guest composer you will have this time.
That's right. In addition to being a conductor and composer, Bernstein was a legendary teacher of conductors and composers. And one of his protégés is a composer who's extremely prominent all over the world today, Richard Daniel Poor. And he'll be coming to Pensacola this weekend, helping us through with the rehearsals of his piece called Celestial Night. It's a big, bold piece for a large orchestra and just a lot of motion and excitement in this music.
It seems to me that everybody who will come will find something very special for them.
It's a very wide-ranging program with a lot of excitement. But at the end of the night, as we so often do, we'll close the season with the music of Beethoven.